Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Istanbul has fully reopened Atatürk International Airport after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured at least 147 others. In a statement from the airport today, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said, "Our airport has been open to flights and departures since 2:20 on." It was 10 p.m. local time when two attackers using automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint before blowing themselves up. The third bomber detonated in a nearby parking lot. Turkish Airlines says it has resumed all flight operations, and Washington reopened flights between the U.S. and Istanbul late Tuesday. Some passengers arriving in New York said they barely escaped the attack.
"So I can't even fly anymore. I'm like so scared. So everybody in the flight the same way. I mean, it's just disbelief. I mean, we're so lucky we got away with it, it looks like."
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which is believed to have been organized by the Islamic State. The House-led Republican investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, 4 years ago that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, ended without new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, said it's time to move on. The U.S. Defense Department said changes have been made to improve the responsiveness of personnel based on the incident in Benghazi. European Union leaders are meeting for a second day in Brussels on Britain's pending departure from the EU. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, met with EU leaders for the first time Tuesday since the British leaders decided to quit the European Union. French President Francois Hollande says Britain should not expect special treatment once it leaves. This is VOA News. The head of the EU Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, is urging Britain to clarify its position on leaving soon. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will resign because of the Brexit vote, also says he won't be involved in the process of negotiating the departure.
"There was universal respect for this decision, and this decision will be carried through in Britain and is understood that it will be carried through here in the European Union."
Of course, Britain and other EU members fear the longer Britain waits, the more economic damage could occur. The U.S. Senate is blocking new funding to fight Zika virus. The action prompted a flurry of partisan finger-pointing in the chamber on Tuesday. Democrats banded together to defeat a $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans, objecting to cost offset inserted in the legislation, including funding cuts to abortion provider Planned Parenthood. Democrats said the bill allocated too little money to combat Zika. One senator described it as a bill designed to fail. Republicans warn the country is on the verge of a health crisis because of Zika. The United Nations says a record number of people worldwide are in need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has just released the 2016 mid-year global humanitarian overview, which says the situation is very worrisome. Archer reports the number of people worldwide in need of humanitarian assistance has soared to a record-breaking 130 million, nearly 44 million more than when the United Nations launched its annual multi-multi-billion-dollar appeal in December. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke last September in the United States. But Deputy U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates says the settlement does not end its case against Volkswagen.
"While this announcement is an important step forward in achieving justice for the American people, let me be clear, it is by no means the last step. The settlements do not resolve the government's pending claims for civil penalties under the Clean Air Act, nor do they resolve pending claims concerning the 3-liter diesel vehicles. In addition, the settlements do not address any potential criminal liability."
A U.S. district judge in San Francisco will hold a hearing later next month to decide on whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. Scotty Moore, the pioneering rock and roll guitarist who backed Elvis Presley on his early hits, has died at the age of 84 at his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Moore was playing local country western music in Memphis, Tennessee in 1954 when he was approached by the owner of Sun Records and asked to work with 19-year-old Presley. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.